Hi, my name is Andreas Lund. I work as a professor at the Department of Teach Education and School Research at the University of Oslo, and at our Center for Excellence in Teach Education called ProTED. Together with two colleagues, I've written a paper called Teach Education as Design, Technology-Rich Environments and Trajectories. Now, why did we do that? Well, there are actually many answers to that. One of them is to bring teacher education into the networked society. Teacher education has been criticized for lagging behind, and that our student teachers may be cultivated into existing practices, but they're not prepared to design new ones. And we intend to do something about that. Also, we believe that the use of ICT can make actually learning and teaching visible in new ways. So how did we go about doing this in the paper? Well, first of all, we analyze digital technologies. We refuse to stick to simple metaphors like tools and instruments, and use the notion of artifacts to show that these technologies can transform and sometimes transcend and go beyond existing practices and introduce new ones. From there, we introduce the notion of design, and teachers as designers, when they use technologies in order to build complex learning environments and produce learning trajectories that are varied and productive. We use two empirical cases to illustrate this. We have a series of student teachers, or rather cases of student teachers, working with wikis in order to foster collaborative learning in technology-rich environments. And we take a look at a digital exam, which is very different from ordinary digital exams in the sense that here technology is not just an add-on, but has transformed the task into an integrative one, where we combine knowledge of didactics, pedagogy, the scientific discipline, the school subject, and the students' experiences from practice. In order to validate this theoretically, we use a couple of exciting concepts. We use the Vygotskian concept of obucheni, which in Russian is an activity that holds instruction as well as learning. So we sort of suspend the dichotomy of the two. So this is a fundamental theoretical principle in the article. And as we stick to a Vygotskian heritage here, we also draw on activity theory in order to build a model for how to design or rather make design activities become visible. So what does all this amount to? Well, you will have to read the paper, so go ahead and happy reading.